Chapter 24. I had no dreams, no sense of traveling outside my body. I saw no parade of ghostly images or headless, bloodless bodies. No visions of sugar plums danced in my head. There was nothing there, not even me. Nothing but a dark and timeless sleep. And yet when the telephone woke me up, I knew that the call was about Deborah, and I knew that she wasn't coming. My hand was already sweating as I grabbed up the receiver. "Yes," I said.
"This is Captain Matthews," the voice said. "I need to speak to Detective Morgan, please."
"She isn't here," I said, a small part of me sinking from the thought and what it meant.
That's not... When did she leave?"
I glanced at the clock instinctively. It was 9:15, and I fell deeper into the sweats. "She was never here," I told the captain.
"But she signed out to your place. She's on duty. She's supposed to be there."
"She never got here."
"Well, goddamn it," he said. "She said you have some evidence we need."
"I do," I said. And I hung up the telephone. I did have some evidence. I was terribly sure of that. I just didn't quite know what it was. But I had to figure it out, and I didn't think I had a great deal of time. Or to be more accurate, I didn't think Deb had a great deal of time. And again, I wasn't aware of how I knew this. I didn't consciously say to myself, "He has Deborah." No alarming pictures of her impending fate popped into my brain. And I didn't have to experience any blinding insights or think, "Gee, Deb should have been here by now. This is unlike her." I simply knew, as I had known when I woke up, that Deb had come for me, and she hadn't made it. And I knew what that meant. He had her. He had taken her entirely for my benefit, this I knew. He had been circling closer and closer to me, coming into my apartment, writing small messages with his victims, teasing me with hints and glimpses of what he was doing. And now he was as close as he could get without being in the same room. He had taken Deb, and he was waiting with her, waiting for me. But where? And how long would he wait before he became impatient and started to play without me? And without me, I knew very well who his playmate would be. Deborah. She had turned up at my place dressed for work in her hooker outfit, absolutely gift-wrapped for him. He must have thought it was Christmas. He had her, and she would be his special friend tonight. I didn't want to think of her like that, taped and stretched tight and watching slow, awful pieces of herself disappear forever. But that was how it would be. Under other circumstances, it might make a wonderful evening's entertainment, but not with Deborah. I was pretty sure I didn't want that. Didn't want him to do anything permanent and wonderful. Not tonight. Later, perhaps, with someone else. When we knew each other a little better. But not now. Not with Deborah.